areas most in what they hold about this topic, including the Shmitas HaShabbos, who suggest, review again, that perhaps although the Beis Yosef said that once something is not what it's got to let us know, you apply the principle that it's already considered to be cooked, and therefore making it hotter, reaching 212, would be permissible. Perhaps suggests the Shmitas HaShabbos is only true, HaShabbos, who suggests, review again, that perhaps, although the Beis Yosef said that once something is not what it's got to let us know, you apply the principle that it's already considered to be cooked, and therefore making it hotter, reaching 212, would be permissible. Perhaps suggests the Shmitas HaShabbos is only true if it had once been much, much hotter before Shabbos. You get the comparison of Salah. Make the comparison between Yatza Lettuce with liquid and Nacham and Dusoy with salad. Just the Rambam holds, take something from Nacham and Dusoy to the Mushab Al-Sorb of Asr. So too, taking something from Yatza Lettuce to Rosea might also be Asr. Either from Yosef Cairo, okay, so that it gives a cutoff point to Yatza Lettuce. Or maybe it's limited to a case which you already had hit a higher temperature. Boiling, near boiling, before Shabbos. We have the cash in the mother. If you hold that Yesh Bishalach Abishab a double lap, to the fact that it was so hot before Shabbos should be immaterial. We suggest that defending the Shabbos Shabbos Svei Dinim. Review again one more time, because you asked the question what I had in mind. Svei Dinim means that there can be two issues. There can be an issue of Bishal and an issue of Chimuch. Either of which would be making time. That's a chiddush. We would say it as a pashas person. Maybe that's something he's driving at this possibility. Let's therefore explain. If something was 160 and never hit 212, then the comparison of the Shmitas and Shabbos is valid. It's like Nachum ben Dusoy moving up all the way to Rosea, and there'll be a time Bishul. Not give me where you cast the chibur cutoff point about Friday, it's 160. But the chayim is official, but it never was. Hot enough to be normally used, which we said yesterday, instant hot, it's 190 degrees. Never had 190 before Shabbos. She's chayim is official. You're not preparing the water for the first time to be usable to make tea. So the chibur official. If on the other hand, it was 212, and that was all the way down to 100 degrees. Then, in Hilchos Bishul, we would say, here's a break, people didn't understand it. In Hilchos Bishul, we're saying, according to this understanding, we say, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Even the Malach Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. In its Bishul aspect, that's a strict one. But it's a Chimam aspect. And in the Chimam aspect, we say, Yesh Chimam Acha Chimam. When the Tosfos say, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, the Malach, what they're really saying is, Yesh Chimam Acha Chimam. So therefore, if you sink beneath the 160 degree mark, or 120, just in a place to be sure, whatever size, so we say, Yesh Chimam HaChimam, which we colloquially call Bishul HaChimam, and then we'll be tired again. But if it was 212, went down to 160, it goes back to 212, and there's neither here. Why neither here? There's no here B'Torah Bishul, because it's Torah Bishul, saying Bishul HaChimam. B'Torah Chimam, there's no here. Why? It never sank beneath 160. So it's neither here nor there. Neither here, neither for Bishul nor for Chimam. That's why it's mutter. But if you lack either of those, if either it never had hit 212 or 190 before Shabbat, or it had it sinks beneath 150, whatever it may be, then it'd be chayav. And the first thing is Shem Bishul, the second is Shem Chimam. Yes, sir. Could be to propose to everybody, I don't know. I mean, we spoke before in our original Hakira, what shot lock? Is it official, is it a kibbutz? Would we suggest yes, maybe it's both before the distribution of the shot? Right. You didn't say that. Now, so we then spent some time on Rav Moshe's tshuva in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos. This is review again, very brief. I don't want to read the, say everything all over again, but since there was quite a bit of discussion afterwards, I want to give a brief announcement what Rav Moshe said and why one perhaps could argue with Rav Moshe. But I had asked Rav Moshe a shayla like this: what happens if I have water which is 160 before Shabbos, knocked it down to 100, and I want to kick it up back to 160 or 200 for that matter. Rav Moshe ends up being Mekel, the last line is Mekel. Why is he Mekel? He goes to Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe says that if it's 212, 160, you go back to 212. Right? He says, the original 212 is irrelevant. Because the Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach HaDavalach, that's what the Alter Rebbe's going for to the Mechaber. Well, the Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach HaDavalach, so forget the first Bishl. Forget about it. As if it didn't happen. So you can go from 160 to 212. The Mela, since we followed the Rabbah, the Lord's going to stand on the Gavre, it's okay. So you can go from 160 to 200 to 212. Why not? That's Rav Moshe's progression. Everybody with me? That's what he says. We thought that this is questionable on two scores. Number one, we just said it's Shmita Shabbos. It's not necessarily saying 160 to 212. It's not necessarily the same as 212, 160, 212. One could make a distinction, as we mentioned before. But then I have another tie against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, in his discussion of why it's irrelevant, the initial fact the water in 212, because the Alter Rebbe is Ivy the Fiyam Mechaber. He's Ivy according to the Mechaber world, Yesh Bishalach HaVishav HaDavalach. Rav Moshe himself points that out, correct? And then I make a following suggestion. Even if according to the Mechaber, once you hit 160, there's no problem with 212, which is the way the Olam holds against the Bris Olam. The Olam is against the Bris Olam, right? They hold that it's supposed to go from 160 to 212. Because they hold that what? When it comes to, presumably they hold, presumably it's a bit kiddish. So when it comes to liquid, we have only one criteria. That's why, kibum. There's only one cutoff point. What's that? We'll call it 160. That's what the Minigar Olam is, though I don't fully understand it. But that might be only called the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber holds the Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach HaDavalach is going with the principle of Chimum. So that Chumra can lead to the effect of this Kula. But according to the Ramah, the way the Chazanish understands the Ramah, the Ramah also understands the Ramah. That Meikir Adin, Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach HaDavalach, that means that Lach and Yom HaShem are not so different from one another. Meikir Adin. So then I would go back, I first would say, let's go back to our old Kasha Tzvisa Shabbos. Be like, and don't give me any rights to cool about the Rebbe with the Beis Yosef. No! Because they're going with the Mahal against Mishlach and Mishlach and Mishlach and Mishlach and Mishlach and Mishlach and Mishlach. That's my second time against Rav Moshe. I've been tired of Rav Moshe. And the whole world can ignore me completely and follow the Rav Moshe. Fine. I don't mind. But it's my accident that I have a chiyuv to tell you what my points were. I mentioned that everything we said until now was worked with an assumption that there are more holes, eight Bishlach, a Bishlach, a Davalach, Mikra, and Imch, where the Mishkazur explained, the Kitzur, that's the way the Chazanish says, Dr. Rav Moshe says, fine. But there are other ways of explaining the Ramo. But the Ramo didn't explain what he was driving at. All he said was that we make a Peshara, since some say eight Bishlach, a Bishlach, a Davalach, some say, Eidvish Lach HaBishav HaLach, there's this funny compromise about the style of the government. Fine. And the Pashtus is that the style of the government should be taken literally. What does the government mean? I told you before, that it should be completely, having completely cooled down. That's what we're about. Fine. Why? We mentioned before the Chazanish ties it into a concept called Hachzor. We're not ever close to being up to that yet. But then you're not supposed to put food back on the blech, on Shabbos, unless it's somewhat hot. Do the Rabbah, nothing to do with anything of anything there. So because of that, we prohibit eating up water, even when Hachzor is not a problem at all, if it's reached the stage of the start of the garden. which means for pashtus, room temperature. Room temperature is no good. A room temperature of water is probably lower than air. Mm-hmm. So what's the room temperature of water in a room like this? It's a barometer again. What is the temperature? 68 degrees in air, something like that, room temperature. You take a bit of cup of water, put it in a thermometer, see what it says. But the lower than 68, okay, whatever it may be. The Alter Rebbe, in that sense, however, does disagree. With what sort of apparatus? Let's take it off the shelf. But the bus is four. We have the. I don't know if it's there. Maybe it is. Or a high feather face. Is it? So the Alter Rebbe Shlomo Madara finds as follows. Puts it in. The same sif which Rav Moshe had quoted. Then he puts the second data. Even the Stan Lagarmi ain't Mishlaf. This is a paraphrase of the Machaber, it says as well. Vinagul lahakyal is loaded, Stan Lagarmi. Right? That's as far as the Rambam went, no? What's the lesson of the Rambam? In Shin Yud Ches, I don't want to make any misstatement. The Machaber and the Rambam, and since I thought the Machaber's lesson was, Vinagul lahakyal bazev, if loaded, Stan Lagarmi. Ukumosh Vasak, the Yelsa Federation of Yud. Wow. That's completely different. That's what Rabbi Ayad told us had a contradiction with one line and the next. In one line he said, it should be edible as warm food. The next line he said, lukewarm. That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. I'm going to stand on the garment to do this out there ever. No longer can spur a Rishon, I feel it, but the Evan, emotion is far as the simulation on Gimel. Now he puts his hand. What's Rishon on Gimel? Where Rishon on Gimel? What's the source? That there are more stuff for the Rishon on Gimel. See, that's why I asked you to look at the Rishon on Gimel, because the secret is to be found there. That's the source. What does it say there? What about the Mishnah Berurah should open up?
No, other file. Bottom one. No. Big piece right there. No.
That's it. Open up, please, to Rashi and Gimel. Let's see what it says there, and analyze it very carefully. Let's see if you think I'm right or wrong. Rashi and Gimel Sifhei, the Rambam writes, page 46, the last two lines. The Polat Varm, Shaos, the last is Varm Elu, with the Xeris of Shia and Azar, etc. Also, Loma Le'enu Yehudi Lassus. Okay, and also Loma Le'enu Yehudi Lohoche Bakadera in the Tzane. Via Masakein, also the Ochlo Afilu Tzone. The Diyavin is also. You didn't cool down, it's also. Om Dambu Lohne Tzane Kolka Shah Dayin Huyin Lecho. You never cool down so much. Even after it's cooled down, it's still what we call edible mitzvahs hot. If gimel also edim yehudi mutarim lecho, then it's mutter. Correct. This is a correct statement. Because in general, the halacha is that the iser had no imelecha shabbos. This is only if without this halacha you couldn't have had this hano. Just to give an example, post say if a room is pitch black, completely dark, and the guy puts on the light. Not how to read, not right. If it were not for the guy, you couldn't read, so you're not how to read now either. But if a room has a little bit of light, You can read, but it's, you know, it's not so pleasant. And the goyim put on extra light, and it's mutter to read from that light. Why? Because even without the goyim, you couldn't read anyway. Here too. If the food was still hot enough, then it could be eaten the Torah's hot food. And the goyim came and made it hotter, but it's been the evidence mutter. That's correct. That is correct. But I'm not sure about that. I'm not arguing with that point. When it comes to this halacha and Siman Reish Gimel Sefei, with respect to the Issa B'diyevet, right, with respect to the Issa B'diyevet, there, in fact, that is the Shir. That is the Shir. No question about it. That is the Shir. But with respect to the Issa of Bishul, Bishul proper, the father, Yesh Bishul, Acha Bishul, B'dovah lach. Who said it's the same shir? Who said it's the same shir? One might argue that with respect to official proper, as long as it's low in the sun and the gavre, literally, it's lukewarm at the bottom of the temperature, then there's no Easter official at all. Take a look a bit earlier in the Ramah. V'ei lochash l'bishul uvilvad shalo nistanin l'gamre. This is the page 46. Yeah, I guess I should have thought I'm out of time for 2 lines earlier. My fault. So there the expression is found, uvilvad shalo nistanin l'gamre. And the Mr. Brewer writes in Sadi Aleph that if there would be the son of the garment, there would be actual bishul. He doesn't give the whole Arichus Dvarim of Adayim, Weir, Lechol, and Chimbos, and that whole bit. No, don't do with that. Here's the son of the garment, Kipchuto. So in Reish and Gimel Sefei, the two Ramot, when it talks about the cut up one for bishul, he has only 3 words, Lone, the son of the garment. When it talks about the status of the Yevon, where Goy did something which he shouldn't have done with respect to Avzara or Amora or whatever the case may be, there he says, in on a Sanako Kak Shaddai and Real Lechel and Kimbosan Shaddai and Real Lechel. Those 3 words, Shaddai and Real Lechel, were not found earlier, only found later. They have tried to the word Sadi Zion in play. So therefore, even though you had no, because you could have had it anyway. The Alter Rebbe, it seems to me, took the Ramah towards the end, on page Chavdala and Aleph, we added the word Shaddai and Real Lechel, and he somehow transferred them over to the Ramah on the previous page, page 46, where he had said that Bishul applies when on the side of the Gamrei, and not otherwise. I don't think it's correct. I think it's too. I thought that when it came to the issue of Bishul proper, Ramah is 3 words. Low in the sun of the Gamrei. This is the problem of temperature. That's it. That takes us away from the problem of Bishul. And I think, even if the Chazanish is correct in his analysis, that would also take us away from the problem of Hakazara. I'm staying away from Hakazara. But what Hakazara really means is you're returning something to a flame which is covered. That's permissible. So the Yisod HaDvar, we'll get to it later, is, has to be considered a return. Return means it has completely lost its memory of the original state. As long as it's a little tiny bit warm at the bubble temperature, we have a right to label it as a hachzara. And that is what we'll call later as a sinan mechodesh, starting from scratch. All this we'll get to later. So it has to be a little bit of a tiny bit above room temperature. But that same shear, which is the beginning of Sifei with respect to the din official, the chumadir abundant official, the minig we have has to do with hachzara. But on the next page, towards the end of Sifei, the thing is completely. There, an illegal act was done. The God is something that is not supposed to do. Oh, it's talking about B'di'evet. Oh, but B'di'evet, they have to be warmer. As to the point that your Hanoah is not considered Hanoah. You could have eaten it hot otherwise. You could have reached the light otherwise. So Alter Rebbe took this second Ramah's criterion, a diamond and a half, and he put it in the first Ramah. I don't think it's so. expect. But even though I don't think it's so, I think it's Pat and Ramah, so what? The Rebbe said it. There's another Rebbe. Sorry to say there's another Rebbe. Other Rebbe is the Sachet Shava Rebbe. Who was the Sachet Shava Rebbe? Who's that? Egletal. Egletal was the Rebbe of Sachet Shava.
I'm not kidding. He was even a little bit of a Kiddush Rebbe.
He was a son-in-law of whom? Who knows? Son-in-law of part of the church. He's a son-in-law of the... Who, what? Correct. The Chatzka, the famous Chatzka, the fearsome, awesome Chatzka, was the father-in-law of the Sachet Shava.
We don't know really see this.
Anyway, so, what did the Sachet Shava say? What does it say at Eglei Tal? Sifkot Yudalim. He says, you know, if it's, you know, it's brilliant, it's always so brilliant. He says that he thinks that if it's hot enough that a person could eat it as hot soup and it'll be viewed as hot soup, then it's the halakhic equivalent of ma'achol veggie tzor. Just as veggie tzor that eats chicken barely cooked, so too veggie tzor would have a soup barely hot, barely warm. It's the equivalent of ma'achol veggie tzor. Why does he say this? Because he is not going to explain the compromise of the Ramah. Now, the way he explains it is going to come out exactly like the Alter Rebbe. Not the part, the summit of the often quotes the Alter Rebbe with great reverence. I'm talking about a nigla now, I'm not discussing this stuff. So, it comes out like this, that a person, I assume, this is the top of the Eglei Tal. You know, the Machlokas that we showed him, for the Eish Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Zavolah, for Eish Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Zavolah, you want to take a chance on this Eskila, you want to do something to call the stuff to be shown him, many of you don't even show him, is going to be a value of this Eskila, Chalila Bechas, this is Chil Shabbos Baraisa, I don't want to take such a chance. So the Ramah also doesn't want to take such a chance. The Ramah figures like this, this is how that guitar writes. Just cutting it out, the one I have to say. Right, okay. If it's long, it's not in the Garay. That means it's above, it's warm enough that the average person would eat it for Taurus hot soup, so it's the equivalent of Marco Ben Soy, as hot as it should be, you know, to pass somehow as hot soup. Then, if it's a pass hot soup, claims the Eglei Tal, so it's the equivalent of Marco Ben Soy. So if the equivalent of Machlo Ben Yusoy, let's now stop for a minute. What's the din? If I have food which is cooked to Machlo Ben Yusoy, and I now, for the first time, cook it to the point of the Mushal Kol Tzarka. What's the din? Opening day Shia. What's the din? Machlo Ben Yusoy, no? Rajva Ramba. Says the Eglei Tal, most be shorter like the Rajva. Most be shorter like the Rajva. So therefore, it's most Mishonim like the Rajma. Even if it was never above the point of being somehow lukewarm, and I now heat it up for the first time to be really hot soup that you know, you want to serve at the table Friday night, you still be no fear of the rice. Because it's the equivalent of moving a mouth of the soil to cold sarko, which according to Rome Mishonim, he says, against the Rambam, it's not the rice. Oh. So they go to Tal. We're not going to follow it. Pastor Shalom. You're not going to do that. Don't make a mistake. Pastor Chalila. But it already was piping hot soup. And now it's cooled off to the point where it's still past the Doha Gadol is hot soup. Yeah. Just. Like it's still past. As a hot soup dish. Now I'm going to kick it back upstairs, took it back, it's very piping hot. That's butter. Why? I'm not worried about this skewer. Why am I not worried about this skewer? I, many can only be shown to say, yesh, mish, lach, mish, 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 no. But I'm going to march with the Rajma. The Rajma is the one who maintains that, the Rajma, and Rove, he's shown him, he says, that it had reached Machab and the soy, you can make it high, you can put a mushy called tzarka, that's mutter, even if it was not, even if it never had been called tzarka before. And for our equivalency of liquids. So therefore, what are we saying? The reason why you require lon and tana legamre is why? Come on, again, why? Because this way I have a right to rely on the Rishonim will maintain a bishlach a bishlach a double lach. But even those who say a bishlach a bishlach a double lach will concede that there's no issa d'oraisa. Why? Forget the first bishlach. Forget the first bishlach never happened. There's still be no issa d'oraisa. Because it's the equivalent of moving the lach by the soy to the culture. But it's going to roam Rishonim like the Rambam and the Rambam. There's no issa d'oraisa. So all you're worried about is the Rabbanon. So whether the Rabbanon you can take a chance. But if there are bonds, you can take a chance and say, hey, Bishal Acha, Bishal the double Lach. That's the Egle Talos drive. Oh, is the Egle Talos right? And who else is right? Shulchan Aruch Rav. Correct. Absolutely correct. Then you have to be warm enough that it compares to the Aksum Padocha. Otherwise, it's not going to be equivalent to Macha Mandu Sori. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. This is what every town says. He then goes on to discuss what about water? As I told you, I mentioned this really yesterday. The water may be different than other liquids. He suggests that water is more hamor. Because water suggests everyone knows Yesh Bishalach HaBishim HaDavolah. The whole Shara the Ramon based on a compromise, we don't know who's right. When it comes to water, maybe we should ask it completely. We should be more mapped when it comes to water. But he writes a small little print. But look at the Hashmat. Look at the back. On the back, there's a somewhat different approach. Back he goes with it, again without going through every little crack. He talks here about the issue of Ozel Bishulo or Ozel Chami Musa. What does that mean? He suggests that if we Nechalai Adeat Chak, on this level of warmth, is considered somehow the Dochak, warm food. Lopaka Bishula. Not the same as matkin, not the same as metal that we had before, Ozale Bishula. But, he suggests that once it gets beneath the form that we can eat the Torah Hatsu, even though it's above room temperature, we can still apply the principle of Ozale Bishula. Because what good is this minimal amount of heat above room temperature? When in reality, you can't pass it off as hot soup, no way. If that's right, this Shabbat he suggests in some way the Hashmata, if that's right, then again, who's right? Again, who's right? No, the Alter Rebbe. But not only is he right, but we can even suggest that his Raya is right. What does that mean? What was Alter Rebbe's right? I have a stark opinion that Alter Rebbe's right. His right was when there are more at the end. There are more at the end, I claimed before, the only problem would be the Evan, right? Now we take the problem suggestion. The Evan. This did be the Evan. As long as it's a little bit warm and it can pass the Doka, that's hot soup. But we don't ask it for the Evan if we're going to make it hotter. That's a proof. What is the proof? That's lo hazalei bishulo. The very reason why we don't ask for it in the Evan is why? Because we consider it, after all, hot soup. You know, it's barely hot. But it's hot enough that you can get away with serving it at the table. That's hot soup. That's what the Evan is based upon. So this is the Evan that gets in, creates a lechat meal. the fact that the expression is found only by the B'diyamin of the...
Who else is again the Rambam?
Shaddai and Ruyam Lako. True, but that itself leads to the conclusion that in the previous Rambam, on the previous page 46, that it's all that should be the definition. Why? If the dying real level is put to be the heaven, that means that the dying real level is also the Yeshua. It's still considered high enough. place. Well, why should I end it now? We have a whole, another day of this place. Well, Moshe talks about it in the Tshuva. Igris Moshe, Chelet, Aleph, Simon, Sadi, Gil. I won't tell you how he holds. You can look it up if you want. And we'll discuss it in the Shem tomorrow. It's not considered hard enough, it's considered significant.